This is the Evolve Marriage Podcast, episode 152. Today we're talking about what your wife means when she says she wants space and how to help her out with that.
Hi, I'm Kate McDougall.
And I'm Eric McDougall, certified master coach.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where every week you learn valuable skills to help you evolve your marriage so your best years together are ahead of you. Here we go.
Hello, Evolve Nation.
Hey, hey, Evolve Nation. Welcome back.
I don't know why I was looking at you when I was like, hello, Evolve Nation.
It's me, Evolve Nation.
Hello,
I'm
you.
I'm part of Evolve Nation.
You're the whole Evolve Nation.
No, definitely not. At this point, it's way beyond me. We missed last week. So
we
sorry. Sorry we missed last week.
Yeah, everyone was crying in their sleep. They were like, I can't believe there was no episode on Monday.
Yeah.
I know it. I felt it. I felt the energy coming. Like, where's the episode?
Just like deep shame that we didn't stay consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot going on.
So much going on.
Dealing with
in
a lot of stuff.
Life.
And ooh, finally, wow. We're like, no, we're not doing it. We're not putting out an episode this week.
It just
and
doesn't
we're
feel
just
going
to apologize
yep.
after that.
Yeah.
But what's been on your mind and heart lately?
Oh, my God. What hasn't been on my mind and heart? Hi. Well, where to start? Our son, our relationship.
It's been tough.
It's been tough. And honestly, going through this with our son and that stress and the. Has put a big burden on our relationship and taken a lot of time and attention away from it. So that's been not good. You know, both of our check engine lights are on and we're both kind of ignoring them because we're focusing on our son and on those things. And it's just,
Yeah, I think like a lot of men in the world, when my check engine light is on, I typically just yell at you to come deal with it. I'm like, hey, here's all the stuff that needs to happen for my engine light to go off.
No, that's not true. You're not like any other man in the world. When Eric's check engine light goes off, Eric's like, let me bury myself in my work and other people's problems so I don't have to deal with my own.
Yes, love
and then
it.
He'll be like, Kate, don't you have a problem I can deal with?
I know.
No, I don't think so. No, let me come up with one for you.
Let me create them.
I will create a problem for you.
Yeah. I am an overfunctioner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I deal with my stress.
So it's been
yeah.
a time. How what's been on your mind and heart?
I mean, for me, I think I'm feeling a little more inspired. Leaned into some communities. I take some steps to connect with Francis, which has been really great, our son. I've been owning up to how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, still in that kind of repair stage, you and I think we're kind of awkwardly dancing around, right? That's kind of what's happening now.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
there's some repair and it's like, ooh, hello.
It's like touch me and then it's like, oh,
yeah,
this
yeah,
feels
yeah.
weird.
You get it. People know that stage.
Yeah. yeah.
So
yeah, the weird,
yeah.
weird stage.
Today, well, actually, before I say this, I want to talk about something that happened to me today, which was
oh,
really
God.
Exciting. So today I was like busy listening to a podcast, cleaning up around the house, and then I decided, oh, I'm going to brush my teeth. So I grabbed my toothbrush and I started
That's
brushing my
so
teeth.
That's so gross. I know exactly where you're going with this story.
And the bristles were like much more firm than usual. And I was like, this is kind of really weird.
You want to be murdered on like live on the air? You
and then
did
I realized
not.
It was your toothbrush. And I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a bad thing? Is it worse than making out? Is it?
Yes, when I make out with you, I don't rub my tongue on your
when
teeth
I make
and
out with
eat
you,
your
I,
plaque.
I try to clean your teeth.
No, that's you don't. That's ew.
Okay, so.
I feel so grossed out. I feel molested. I
just feel like you need some space.
I feel like, yeah.
So that's what we're talking about today. So we got a question, which is really around, you know, when your partner says they want a bit of space, right? When they feel smothered, they feel like, hey, it's too much, the emotional baggage or the connection has become a little too much for me to bear and I need a little bit of time for myself, right? So specifically, the question here is, what does space look like in a marriage? So what are the types of interactions that you should try to have with your wife when she does ask for space? So maybe from the wife's perspective, you can explain a little bit about what it means to you when you're looking for that space and kind of where that comes from.
Mm-hmm. I love when our listeners send in these questions because it's just... It makes me reflect and makes me feel kind of normal. Like, wow, okay, I'm not the only person in this world that needs space. Good, good, good. Thank you for the question, for making me feel normal. Yeah, no, honestly, space for me, and I mean, I'm not every woman, but this is space for me. Usually I have something that I'm trying to deal with internally, and I don't know how to talk to you about it yet, nor do I want help from you. And so I would rather deal with it in my head before it comes out loud. And so if you're like, talk to me, you seem off, you seem like something's wrong, I'm going to be like, whoop, buddy, like back away. This is so overwhelming. Like, I can't even process what is going on in my head. And the problem is, especially if you're a woman with kids, is you don't have time to process these things because you're at work all day and then you come home and you're with your kids and you're dealing with their problems and you're dealing with your work problems and you're still thinking about what's happening at work because you're still trying to figure out that problem and trying to deal with that. And then you put yourself on this back burner of like, okay, I'll eventually get to what I need to work on, but you never get there because there's like all these other things that you're dealing with before. Mm-hmm. And I know for me, it's really hard to focus on myself and take time to sit and be like, okay, now I'm going to think about that thing that's been on my mind that I can't even figure out what it is. So I just avoid it. I'm just like, ugh, ugh, and I push it aside, and I push it aside. And the more I push it aside, and the more you push for connection from me, the more I'm like, oh, like back away, give me some space. I need space. I need you to not talk to me about this, about anything. I need you to not point out that I seem stressed. I need you to not point out that something seems off.
Yeah, or that we're disconnected.
Yeah, because I know this. I know this. This is all forefront. I'm like, yeah, that's something I put in the back there to deal with later. But I just need to figure out what's stopping me. There's something in the forefront that I'm trying to figure out, and I can't deal with all the rest right now. Yeah.
And then like me engaging with you, like forces it to come to the front. I imagine it's incredibly challenging when I serve almost like as a reminder that you cannot get away from these challenges, right? Mm-hmm. That you're not able to mentally and emotionally kind of shut down. If I am kind of constantly being the embodied reminder that something needs your attention.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that when I'm asking for space, or when, you know, I'm giving off the vibe that I need space, because I'm not very good at asking for space, but I'll probably give off a vibe. It is because I'm dealing with something internally that I haven't taken time to deal with, and it's very overwhelming and it's very challenging for me in that moment to find the time to, and the more I push it, the harder it is for me to get to that. So I think when I'm asking you for space, what I'm really saying is I need some time to figure this out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think about, just as you were talking now, you know, one of the parts that I think about is that I am like, kind of a weird way to say this, really it's sad to say, but I'm like the least risky option. Like if you think about all these balls, right, mm-hmm. for most people, again, it's crazy to say, but like your marriage, like your intimate relationship, your closest relationship, because it seems like the most secure one, right? It's almost like the ball you can drop. Like you're not just going to ignore your kids.
Yeah.
You're not going to stop going to work, right? Mm-hmm. You're probably afraid that other people are going to, you know, turn away from you if you stop talking to your friends, if mm-hmm. you stop, whatever. But when it comes to your partner, you're like, oh, like, you know, they're not going to leave the marriage if I say I need space.
Yeah. And we often say that. We'll often refer to the partner as like a security blanket, right? An invisible security blanket. It's, I can shit on you. I can yell at you. I can, you know, beat you down, hypothetically speaking, like you're still going to be there for me. You're still going to come back and I'm safe, right? Like whether there is safety in the relationship or not, because it is a relationship that, and I think especially in society today, the way we're going is marriages are disposable. Marriages are something that people can get rid of in a blink of an eye. And if it becomes too much, I can just take the kids and leave. Like, And that's terrible to think of, but it really is the mentality that our society has taught us about marriage.
Yeah. And for me, like when I think about as husbands, you know, because one of the stances that I really don't like is kind of this, you know, I hear this all the time. I see it online, like, oh, just focus on yourself. Just do your thing. Like, you know, just kind of focus on this side over here. And meanwhile, your partner's going to do them. And then one day they'll come to you and be like, hey, how's it going? Mm-hmm. And I don't like that because it actually seems like a very disengaged stance. right? It almost seems like either, okay, well, I'm out. And if you're not, you know, if something happens, it's your fault mm-hmm. because I tried and you didn't. Or it's like, I'm kind of over here, but I'm actually like waiting in anticipation. So right. what I do is like obsessively spend my time mind mapping you, trying to look at what's going on, trying to understand when I can jump in. And that's not good either because you can feel that energy.
Yeah. And I think that that's kind of where the question came in from, right? Like you're, when you think about, you know, well, give them space. Well, what does that even look like? Like, does it mean completely ignoring them and going on with my life and being all by myself? And like when they walk by me, like ducking and hiding somewhere, like take over. Like, no, like it's not that. And honestly, when I'm at my healthiest, when I'm at my best, I'm good at asking you for what I need. Mm-hmm. I'm good at being like, Eric, I need some time this weekend to take care of XYZ. And maybe it's like, I need some time this weekend to clean the bathrooms and I need you to take the kids out of the house. And to you, it must be like, well, why are you needing to take time for the bathrooms? Like, don't you want to figure this problem out? Don't you yeah. want to talk about this? Don't you want to? And it's like, to me, if I'm cleaning the bathrooms or if I'm vacuuming or if I'm, you know, crocheting or whatever it is that I do, like that I want to do alone, it's probably just like a way for me to figure this out.
Yeah.
But quietly and be in a space where I'm like, I can quietly figure this out. And it's a little bit embarrassing for me to be like, I need some time to sit alone in my thoughts. Like, and not just embarrassing, but it's just kind of like, it feels impossible for me to be like, I'm just going to sit and do nothing and be in my thoughts. So for me, it feels better to be doing something. So mm-hmm. whether it's cleaning a toilet and thinking about my problems or crocheting, thinking about my problems, it feels better than sitting still and thinking about my problems. And that sitting still, that kind of mindfulness takes a lot of practice. And like
yeah.
Buddhist monks have years and years of study under the belts for it. But
100%. I wanted to say too, something you just said, which I think is important to recognize, is that sometimes we say we need space because maybe, you know, as women or as men too, like we almost feel ashamed or guilty to like talk about what we actually need, mm-hmm. right? It's probably really hard for a mother, a wife to say, my kids are driving me nuts mm-hmm. and I actually don't like being around you, right? And what I need is for me to have time for myself. But I can't say that out loud because then I'm, you know, bringing a lot of this self-judgment of who I am as a mother, who I am mm-hmm. as a wife, how much of a failure as I am. So what I say is I need some space,
yeah.
right? Which is like the least threatening to my own inner ego. And so I do want to get to this idea of like how we can help individuals whose partners are saying they need space and kind of mm-hmm. what we can do. But I don't want to negate that sometimes, you know, your partner is saying they need space because they have a really hard time coming to terms with openly saying what they actually need, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes
we don't even know what we actually need.
Exactly.
We need the space to figure out what we actually need.
Yeah, that's right. And we essentially just need a break, mm-hmm. right? And that's kind of what we need. We need a break from, you know, always having to be on demand for everybody. We need a break from, you know, supporting our husband all the time, mm-hmm. emotionally, physically, sexually, right, for some of us. Yeah. And so I do think it's important to recognize that when somebody says they need space, it's because there's a sense of stress, of overwhelm. They're really having a hard time, you know, with the burdens that they're putting on themselves, whether somebody mm-hmm. else is putting it on them or they're choosing to hold on to them themselves, mm-hmm. just recognizing that. But when I think about, you know, if you were to come to me and say like, I need some space, which happens sometimes, but if you were to literally say like, I need space from you, how I would go about kind of approaching that. And for me, I often think about, you know, okay, and this is what I recommend to men in the group, which is you need to now kind of take the reins and step into the driver's seat of not your relationship, but I think like the family system. Mm-hmm. That's what I think about, because in a lot of relationships, the mother takes on a big brunt of the burden of childcare, of the mental bandwidth, of the emotional drain of taking care of the kids, taking care of the husband, et cetera. And so oftentimes I think about, you know, if you were to essentially take the reins, not because you think I need to give my partner a break, but essentially learn the skills to say, you know, I'm going to be like a full-time show up dad. Like I'm going to be a leader of this family. I'm going to plan things. I'm going to be the one that does this. And then I'm going to give my wife the opportunity, invite her, and let her decide whether or not she wants to come along or not, right? Mm-hmm. And so that would look like on weekends, I would plan the outings for the family. And then I would say, hey, you know, me and the kids are planning to go to this thing. Love for you to join us. But if you prefer to stay here, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. Right. And so what you're doing now is you're not like going directly to the problem and you're not needing to solve your wife's need for space, but you actually kind of step back and think about the big picture. And you're like, how do I create an environment where my wife can decide whether or not she wants to engage or take space? Right. And in this case, I'm not looking to her. I have to self-soothe. I have to be able to take care of my own emotional needs. I have to reach out to my community, right? My group of men, et cetera, to support me. Because what I'm realizing is that maybe for a long time, you know, we did this in our marriage, I look to you to support me emotionally and kind of be my everything, mm-hmm. right? I had isolated myself to the point where I got rid of a lot of friends. I didn't really open up to anybody except you. And then that created kind of this board functioning system where you had to take care of my ego. You had to make sure that I was okay all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where the bridge cracked, right? If you will. And so I think that part of it is, you know, the skill as a partner is for you to learn how to soothe yourself, for you to learn how to kind of deal with your own anxieties, reach out outside of the marriage with communities, support communities, family, friends, et cetera, people you trust. So you can open up about your own feelings, your own anxieties, your own fears. And then within the family, kind of show up as a leader and carry that torch for a bit, mm-hmm. right? Does that make sense? Would that be helpful?
Yeah, it totally does. And it's funny because I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, that would not work. But when I think about that would not work, it's because I think that I, as a wife, have some work to do. You know, I think about like, you know, some friends that I talk to and they're like, oh, my husband took on making dinner tonight. And like, how sweet of him. And they're so grateful for it. But at the same time, like, the husband doesn't make dinner to the wife's caliber or the mm-hmm. wife's expectations, you know, like maybe they make like some chicken and forgot to put some sides and or like vegetables, like there's no vegetables in the meal, but you know, there's a really nice piece of chicken on the plate. Like, I think it's just, there's some things that women need to learn to let go of, that, you know, my kid's not going to have vegetables like one night this week, like big deal. Like, I need to learn to let go of that. But it's very hard as a wife, as a mom, to let go of that control because it's so habitual for us. And it's just like, well, how did you not think about this? Like, how did you not think about putting vegetables on the kids' plates? Like, how is this not a natural thing for you? Like, or why didn't you think of making the lunches at night? Why did you make them in the morning? We make lunches at night all the time. You know that. You see it. Why mm-hmm. didn't you think of doing that? And now you're rushing in the morning. And now I feel stressed because I'm like, oh my gosh, are the lunches going to get done? And it's like, let it go.
Yeah. And that,
let it go.
100%. Because what's happening there is you're essentially reaffirming this belief that it's all up to you to exactly. take care of this.
Exactly. Right? And I do think that that's a trap that we like to kind of stay in because it helps us avoid having to deal with the real issue that is, I don't know what's going on inside of me and I need to take some time and slow down and think about it. But my mama guilt, my wife guilt, my daughter guilt, whatever yeah. is too strong, and I feel like I need to serve too many people that I cannot take that time for myself. So I think that if you're the partner on the receiving end and you see, you know, your spouse trying to take more space and, you know, telling you, like, go sit down, put your feet up, like, I got this, like, close your eyes to the mistakes and just be like, thank you.
Yeah.
And take the time. Take the space. Whether they're serving KD for dinner or a gourmet meal, doesn't matter. Your kids aren't going to die. They're fine. Like, they'll survive. Like, it's learning to let go of that control in order to allow yourself to take the space you need. And it takes practice. It takes time to say, it's okay that I'm going to work a little bit later tonight and stay at work to finish this project because I figured out, like, That's what's been stressing me out. It's this stupid project that's on the back of my mind that if I just put a couple hours in, it'll be done. Or it's okay for you to go and spend time with some girlfriends because you feel like you haven't seen them in like 6 years and you have like all of this guilt every time you want to. I think the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Of course. Yeah. It fuels itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about, kind of what you were saying where it's in the end as well, like there is another aspect where the partner who is being told that there's some space that needs to happen, right? That partner needs to trust that if I am going to give you the space, right? So in this case, if I were to give you the space, cause you're overwhelmed, you feel emotionally burdened, you feel the mental drain, all that stuff. I need to trust that giving you that space, you're going to find ways to heal yourself and come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the big fear, right? Mm-hmm. Is that if I give you the space, if I'm not constantly monitoring you, especially if our marriage is not in a good place, that you're actually going to use this space and you're going to realize like, oh, I'm actually kind of enjoying this. I think I'll get separated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it is, you got to give your partner trust. You got to give them the benefit of the doubt, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm sure you see me too do it where it's, it's like, oh, I'm exhausted. I need a break. I need time for myself. And then it's like, okay, here you go. I'll take this. And what ends up happening is, maybe you're looking at me and I'm just like watching TV for 5 hours or you're just like scrolling Instagram. And I'm like, this is not good. Like I gave you the space and now you're scrolling on your phone. This is horrible.
Yeah.
But what I essentially need to do is to say, maybe if Kate
trust
this time,
process.
Yeah, she's going to scroll Instagram for a couple hours, but eventually she'll realize that this is not working.
Yeah.
And that's her journey and she needs to go down that road.
Yeah. And we've talked about the pendulum analogy, right? Where like a pendulum swings and sometimes it'll get stuck on one side. And I remember we went through that where I was like, I need to be more social. I want to be more social. And that was kind of the space I wanted to take. And then the pendulum swung on one side where I became like hyper social. Like I was like out like 3 or 4 nights a week doing things. And it just became a little much because now we weren't having time as a family. We weren't having time as a couple. So you didn't even have to say anything. You just kind of trusted the process. You're like, oh, Kate's on her high horse of socializing. Like good for her.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly by myself, like I think it took like a week or two, but like by myself, I realized like, ooh, that was like a little too much, a little too much. I'll dial it back. So slowly the pendulum started swinging back to like equilibrium, right? To the middle where it was like, there's a good middle here. I go out, I see friends, but I also have a lot of time for you and the family and for everything else.
Yeah. And I think, as a partner, when, at least for me, like when I think about you saying you want some space, like to me, that's something I want to seek to understand so I can help you,
mm-hmm.
right? Get that space. Yeah, I think a lot of times we get threatened.
Yeah. And I think seeking to understand that's threatening, right? When I need space and I'm in an overwhelmed state for you to be like, what kind of space do you need? What can I do to help you?
Right. So I think that's maybe the problem is like exactly what you're saying. I don't know that I would seek to understand by directly asking you questions.
Okay.
I think for me, like I would mostly focus on observation. Because if you're like, I need space, I'm like, hey, sit down, let's do this interview so I can figure out exactly what you mean.
Yeah, no, do not.
Yeah, but I think I might, take some time for myself and start to reflect on the state of our home, the state, and think about like, oh, wow, like she does talk about her work a lot and how that's overwhelming. I know that our son has been acting up and I can hear them often, bickering with each other and back and forth, and that's tough. And so I could see that she might have a drain, you know what I mean? And so what can I do in this moment by observing that in order to help you? Right. And so then essentially what I recommend a lot of men do in this situation is, take the chance to do something, take ownership of the situation. That's what I meant by like leading the family, right? It's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to take our son tonight and I'm going to go hang out with him and do a one-on-one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So just the two of us so we can hang out and maybe that will relieve some of the pressure for you. Right. But also it'll help my son and we can have a conversation. I can talk to him about like being at home and responsibilities we have and how we respect each other, et cetera. And by doing that, what happens is I'm not directly engaging with you, looking to you for answers so I can give you what you want, so I can fix it. Instead, I'm actually stepping back and focused on second order change, which is how do I now be a vessel to shift the environment in order to really create a healthy environment for our family, for our relationship, for our kids, et cetera.
Yeah. And I think, all in all, as much as you're giving space to your spouse, it doesn't mean completely ignore the relationship, forget about your spouse, give them so much space that they don't even remember what your eye color is anymore. Like, it means checking in, being like, hey, how are you doing? That's it. Just a simple question, not every day, once in a while, just checking in. Hey, how are you doing? Can I offer you a foot massage? Can I, you know, do you want to sit down and watch TV with me? If you're noticing, like, they're scrolling on TikTok, they're scrolling on Instagram all the time, just ask if you can join. Hey, can I sit beside you while you're scrolling?
Yeah.
Like,
if that feels appropriate.
Exactly. Right? And see how they feel about it. Like, ugh, no, like, okay, that's okay. That's totally okay. Yeah. Honestly, it is.
I appreciate you responding.
Yeah. I miss you and I want to find time with you, but take the time you need and let me know when you're ready. And that's it. It's checking in, little bits of engagement here and there, you know, reminding them like, hey, I'm still here. My eyes are blue. Like,
yeah, so it's not, yeah, because it's certainly not smothering.
No.
But it's also not ignoring.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And that's where you, and again, there is no right or wrong way. It really depends on the person here, mm-hmm. because space might mean a different thing to someone else. And this is where, as we, as the partner, need to kind of test the waters and be okay with our partner saying, you know, sometimes like, okay, cool, let's watch TV together. Or another day saying, F off, get away from me.
Exactly.
And then we need to kind of self-soothe and be able to kind of regulate ourselves, reach out for support, tell others how we're feeling and all that stuff so that we can continue to show up with generosity, with love, you know, also like boldly and courageously be real, right? Not allow ourselves to be disrespected and things like that. Mm-hmm. But at least, you know, continue to lead in a way that's healthy without smothering or ignoring. All right, everyone. That wraps us up for this week's episode. If you did find value in this episode, leave a review. We always love to hear directly from you. And this really helps us grow our message and really help couples transform their relationships all over the world, because that's really what our legacy is all about. Also, if you are looking for some great resources in every single show notes in our podcasts, there's some resources there for you to grab. So there's our 4 skills to evolve your relationship. There's also our free Facebook community that you can join just for high achieving men who are focused on learning marriage skills. And finally, if you want to talk to me directly, there's a link there where you can book a breakthrough plan. So you and I can get a quick call to really understand where you're at, where you want to go, and set up a very simple plan to get you started and create some momentum. So all that is in our show notes. Please feel free to jump on those resources and take action. And I'd love a review from you. That always helps us out. Until next time, cheers.